Blog Talk Radio.
We are gathered here today
as we remain in the presence of our deep abiding fandom, the warm embraces, the friendly smiles, affectionate greetings, are all but manifestations of the inner soul felt bonds of our force. We are gathered together with the Star Wars sorority. At this time, some of our icons have become one with the Force. Let us honor their memory in loving tribute. Let us honor them, not in memory alone, but with the realization that the fandom community of the Force is an eternal community whose bonds are never broken. For the Force is our ally in Star Wars. These are families, our friends, and our sisters have many facets of such love through the sharing of fandom and through the ministrations of their imagination, which we carry forward today. The continuity of this shared fandom and inspiration helps us realize anew that the life of the Force is the supreme reality. Therefore, let us not mourn for our members departed, but let us rejoice that we now enter more fully into perfection, which has prepared for all of us who love and follow the way of the Force. Our eyes may not have seen, nor have our ears heard, neither have entered into the hearts of all sentient beings the things which the Force has prepared for those that serve the way. As a symbol of the living Force and its purity, let our fans capture images of their favorite lightsaber and place it in remembrance to Mrs. Carrie Fisher and Ms. Debbie Reynolds. Let us bow our heads in silent reflection, that we may honor them, not by word alone, but by the witness of our lives. All that they held dear, we will also cherish. Through the Force, its grace, then let us rededicate our lives carrying on the precious work of the Force. In the Force, thou loving power has called to a closer fandom. These are our families, our friends, and fans. We thank thee for the oneness in our lives. May those who mourn be comforted as only the Force can comfort. May all our hearts be lifted higher today as we meditate upon the manifestations of love which these icons have made known to us. May we be drawn more completely into the oneness of the warmth and the vitality of fandom, love, through the witness of their lives. May our own lives, thus enriched, bear more abundant recognition through the strength in thought, word, and deed. May the living Force, who knows no bounds in the galaxy, be omnipresence and guidance, fandom and comfort. This we ask as fans, Star Wars, and those that are in Star Wars Sorority. May the Force be with you always. We will now end with our mantra and our hymn.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
General Kenobi, years ago you served my father in the Clone Wars. Now he begs you to help him in his struggle against the Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. I have placed information vital to the survival of the Rebellion into the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see this droid safely delivered to him on Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.